Hey, are there words that customers use that trigger an emotion within you that make you hate being a contractor? Hold on.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
Hey, Greg, has anybody, any client ever said to you words that like make you feel like you just don't want to be a contractor, that piss you right the F off?
Well, I mean, they make me not want to be a contractor because, you know, when they say handsome or chiseled or, you know, spectacular, I'm like, maybe I should be in another line of work.
No, Greg, I got to tell you, there's one thing that used to bother me to no end is when they say, I need this done cheaply. It's like, I already felt they wanted a discount, that they wanted me to give them a break. And it makes me feel like I just don't want to work for them.
Yep.
And I don't want to discard them because they might have money, but I still want to figure out how much money they have. So it sets me off and kind of throws me off balance. Has that ever happened to you?
Sure. They want the builder special. Yeah.
The builder special. Can you guys build a cheap house for me? If you will ask me.
And I'm like, wow. Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I want this as cheap as possible. What's the cheapest square foot price you can offer?
Yeah. So let's navigate that, Greg. So somebody, say I'm a customer and I'm calling you and I want to build a house and I know it can be built for $100 a square foot. Can you build one like that for me? How would you answer that?
Wow. I'd say, wow, Tim, $100 a square foot. Tell me a little bit more about how you came up with that number.
Right. If you had to do that, does that disarm that?
Well, they're going to say, oh, well, I've done the research and I've talked to other people and all that. Okay, great. Well, hey, thanks so much for sharing that with me. Hey, would you mind kind of walking me through how you were envisioning this house to be finished inside? And what does that look like?
Right. I mean, even with me, when people say they want a water feature and they don't want to spend X amount of dollars, I'll drag them right over to my website.
Right.
So let me show you what I got going on here. Maybe this can help you make a smarter purchase for yourself, and I'll show them the starting price, and then they'll realize whatever they had for a budget, it's not realistic. It's not what I do. I mean, are there people out there who can build them for less money or less dollars per square foot? Probably, but I'm just not that guy. And since I've been doing that, and since we have that ammunition to where we can disarm this, it doesn't affect me anymore. It doesn't cause that trigger. Give me another example of something somebody might say to you.
That would trigger me?
Yeah.
You know, every now and again, I'll get no one told me that when I know we've told them that. And, you know, it puts us in a tough situation, right? Because they're like, nobody told me. So now I got to go look back through emails or correspondences or whatever it is, how we are communicating, and put that back on them. And I never like doing that, right? Because I just don't like putting it in someone's face like, here, I told you I said this. So that's definitely one where I get kind of defensive and I'm like, you know, we'll talk about it more. Has that ever happened to you when someone just says, no one told me, or I didn't know I was going to get this, or I thought I was going to get that?
Yeah. You know what, Greg? It's like, I'm a dad. So I've heard this all. You never told me I couldn't do that. You know, we told me I couldn't stay out that late. It's like, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of times if people say that, I say, yeah, I've heard that before. And sometimes I am forgetful. But what I've found is that if I write everything down, I just, you know, obviously I can't remember everything. So I write everything down. It's in my CRM. It's in my cloud. So let me go back to my notes and read it. Or let me go back to this email and read this. Does this make sense to you? It's like I document everything. So I don't have to worry about what I say. What I say doesn't mean anything. It's what I put in writing and what we both agree upon. And that's the thing, we can even talk about contracts. So back in the day, yeah, when I didn't write shit down, I didn't take notes and I didn't save my notes all the time. I won't let that happen because I don't like that feeling of being second guessing what I had said, right?
Yeah.
One that I think everybody has. Somebody says to me, hey, if you give me a good deal on this one, I've got friends who want this done too.
Oh boy.
Right. You give me a good deal on this, I've got plenty more properties that we can put water features in. You know, I'll tell you, I'll share with you real quick, Greg. I had somebody say to me, look, if you do, if you give me a good price on this, I've got more features for you to put in. I say, like, hey, look, can we just talk about this one feature right now? Because I get confused if we talk about more than one. Can we just focus on this one? If we could talk about the others later when we're done with this. I mean, somebody comes to you, tells you they want to build a house. And if you give them a good deal, they'll probably want some more houses done. What do you say?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. What I get a lot of people is we build their house and they do an unfinished basement. And then, you know, they'll start throwing in like, oh, when you guys come back and do the basement, you know, we can do that. I really want you to come back and finish it. Can you hook me up on this? And then, so we'll give you the work, right? And it's just like, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, that's really amazing. Thank you so much for thinking about our company for doing that work. Is it okay if we just focus on, you know, what we're at hand? And same type of thing, Tim. I just don't want to get things confused and add more moving parts to the mix.
Yeah.
And they're fine with that. They're like, totally understand it.
This is good stuff. You know, one more, Greg. Give somebody a price and they're saying, do you have a first time customer price discount? I don't think that would have. Yeah, exactly. That's why I just want to laugh. Nah, it's like, dude, sorry. I've never done business with you before. I've never met you before. You don't know anybody. You're not a referral. I want to say, F no. Screw new. No, get off. Get off the phone. Don't call me ever again.
No, I'm just laughing. I'd say, you know what? I have never thought about that. But you know what we do have? We have the return customer discount. So every time you spend over $50,000 with us, we'll give you a little bit back.
Yeah, that'd be great. One thing I've said before to this effect was that help me understand this thing. So if I have somebody that's been loyal to me for 5 years, I don't give them a discount, but somebody I've never done business with, does it make sense I would give them a discount?
Beautiful.
Let them answer their own question, because that's a ridiculous question.
So one thing I want to add, Tim, and people probably, I don't know if they picked up on this, two things you do beautifully is when someone asks a question about pricing, you go right to your website. You take them to that third-party site, right? And you say, it's on the website. It's not me. It's whatever's on the website. That's what these people paid, which is amazing, right? Because it takes you from having feeling like it's all on you. And then you use your CRM as a note. Hey, let me go back and check my notes. We do the same thing with the notes. And it just takes the pressure off you having to be saying like, no, that's not what I said. It's like, well, no problem. Let me go check my notes and see, you know, what we talked about.
Yeah. You go into a restaurant, Greg, and you're ordering whatever you're ordering. And the prices are right there on the menu. You don't get in a fist fight with the waiter about the price of the lobster. The price is there. It's black and white. You can't argue with it. I didn't know it was, you know, $34 a pound. It's like, well, let's go back to the menu. Yeah, it's right there. We have it written down. It's the same thing.
Boom.
I'm not the bad guy. So with that, I hope some of these examples help somebody out there. It saved our ass time and time, and it's time on earth that we put into creating these answers to people to make our life less stressful. We are servants to our clients. Respectfully, we're here to make money, but this is what we do, and we do the best we can with what we have. So with that, Greg, we'll see you next week. Until next time, Do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.